We are back. More Gunsmith Show now on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Talking about calibers, talking about making the right decision. Because it's, you know, it's like buying a printer for your computer, John.
Oh.
You know, you get a printer and you're like, oh, this is a really good price. This is a fairly cheap printer. And then you get it and then you find out that you're spending a lot of money on ink cartridges.
And it's odd they call them cartridges because we're talking about ammunition, which is cartridges as well.
Exactly.
good lead-in, Mr. Foley. Yeah. You're sharp today, I tell you.
Thanks.
I
didn't fall off the turnip truck.
No, he's sitting a little taller in the seat right now. He's pretty proud of himself. That's good.
Glad I can contribute.
This thought you were going to say concubine there for a minute. So listen, this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing, and our good friends there, Tim and his family and crew, are just excellent. You can reach Tri-County Roofing at any time at 810-732-7740. Now, what do you get? You get a team of roofers that has been around for, since 1971.
Yep.
And they are outstanding.
Is that your Dream On came out? That was, I think, a commercial from a couple of years ago.
No kidding. I think I remember that.
Dream On?
Well, yeah.
Ramble On, maybe?
Sweet Emotions and all that kind of stuff.
No, that was a little later.
Later was Sweet Emotions.
Sweet Emotion, that was Toys in the Attic.
Yeah, but Dream On.
That was their first album.
Was that early, 71?
It was their first album.
Man, I wonder why he looks like he looks.
Yeah.
Looks like a, never mind.
Ragdoll was a very appropriate when he got to that one.
Kind of put them in the movie? Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
Tri-County Roofing. Again.
Long time. 1971.
It's around that time. That's right. Back when Dodges were $3,400 and they were the fastest things on the road.
Ooh.
So next to maybe a Chevy Chevelle SS. But anyways, Tri-County Roofing, tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show when you call them. And know that they are good friends of mine and they can be good friends of yours too. They do excellent job on low pitch and flat pitch roofs, but they also do shingle jobs and they are outstanding. They've done a ton of work for me over the years. And as a builder, I've referred them probably 150 times and glad I have every single time. Now, and they know, just like I know, choosing the right caliber is incredibly important because you got to be able to get ammo. So when you're looking for ammo, and you go into a good store that has a plethora of shells to choose from, you'll always go to you go to the big calibers and you look and you're like, holy cow, those are expensive. There's only 10 shells in that box and it's $180. So you're talking $18 every time you pull the trigger. Well, it can bankrupt you going to the range. You're not going to go shoot it 100 times. You're barely going to know how that gun works. So it can lead you to owning a safe queen, meaning a gun that you hardly ever use. So basically a gun you can't afford to shoot, so you cannot know how it actually handles and ballistically and trajectorily how it will fire. You'll not be able to afford to break it in or you to it. So, like, let's say you go out and you say, I want a very, very powerful round, and I'm a deer hunter, but I don't want to mess around. I want to kill it. Well, there's a lot of guns that can kill it that are not very big. But say you want to choose a .338 Lapua Magnum. Incredible, powerful round. Long-range rifle, you know, that's what they use for long-range sniper shots over a mile and all this stuff. Basically, you're looking at about $7.75 a round. If you want to go more expensive, you can. You can go into, like, say you want to get a .408 Chi-Tac. That's the gun that Mark Wahlberg used in the Sniper movie. .408 Chi-Tac. Very rare now, but the ammo is still out there. Easily $12 to $15 every time you pull the trigger. Now, you get into the crazy stuff like the elephant guns, the Nitro Expresses, and you're easily $20 every time you pull the trigger, or between $20 and $40 every time you pull the trigger. So they are fun to shoot, but they are very expensive. And it can make for a very short day on the range because you really don't want to shoot all that ammunition because it's so costly. Now, say you drop down to a 300 Winchester Magnum. Now, decent rounds of 300 Winchester Magnum for deer hunting here in Michigan, which is an outstanding round, it can do basically anything you want it to do, and it'll kill anything in North America. And you're only going to spend about $3 a round on it, roughly. get a box of 20 for about $60, and that's good, high-quality stuff with good hunting bullets. A 450 Bushmaster is close behind it, and it's one of the most popular guns in Michigan to hunt with. A 450 Bushmaster is usually about $2 per round. You're looking at about $40 now for a box of 20. And you only need a couple because they do such a good job of killing deer. So, and you can only kill so many deer. So, but you need to practice and you got to do some things with it. You can get rounds cheaper. Sometimes you can find them for $29 a box. So you're talking $1.45 a piece. But you can plan on spending about $2 a round. And if you're going to go to the range and shoot 20 or 40 or 60 rounds, you know, you're going to spend over $100 on ammo. So reloading your own ammo can help, but it's not that much cheaper. By the time you buy your equipment, it's going to take a lot of years. And luckily, I started buying my equipment back in the early 80s and late 70s. But it has made it more affordable for me because it's become my pastime. And it's my my quiet time. Instead of reading books, I reload ammunition. And it's a lot of fun for me. It might be for you, too. So what I want you to do is, the whole point of this is to get you so you can shoot your gun enough so that you become a good marksman and a good, I mean, really, truthfully, American Rifleman, which is the name of the NRA's magazine, the American Rifleman. And it made sense. I thought it just kind of popped into my head. It was like a little light came on and said, we are American Riflemen. And it's very true. Now, the usefulness of a cartridge, it needs to fit your needs. So most people don't shoot more than 200 yards when they're hunting. And honestly, that's a fair distance. Seldom do I shoot more. This past year, it cost me dearly. I shot a deer at 240 yards, and it went another 150 yards or 200 yards, and I had to drag it, and that's when I blew my shoulder out real bad. So it did not help me one bit by taking that long shot. But had I placed that shot better at 240 yards, it might have dropped in its tracks, but I missed up my point by just 3 inches. So what I'm boiling it down to here is that's why the inexpensive 30-30 Winchester, keeping under 200 yards, has been so popular here in the United States and in Michigan especially for the past 100 years. It's effective. It's inexpensive. Available. Everywhere you go, you can buy 30-30 ammo. So it gets 3 stars right there. Effective and inexpensive and available. It does what it needs to do for deer hunting. And literally, people use it for bear hunting. People use it for all kinds of hunting, even coyote hunting. It's not the biggest. It's not the best. But you're able to shoot it a lot, and you get familiar with it. It becomes your right hand, you know, kind of like Chuck Connors and the Rifleman, you know. That was the 30-30 style gun, but that was actually a 44-40, so it was a different caliber. But the 30-30, to a lot of people, is what you deer hunt with. Now, they've kind of phased it out as old school, and you know, and people are gaining familiarity with a lot of the new stuff. So it's not as popular as it used to be, but it's still probably about the number one seller in Michigan, I would think. Down here, of course, southern Michigan, we're talking, you know, 450 Bushmasters and 12 gauges and 20 gauges, 350 Legends and now 400 Legends. But up north, 30-30s are still very prevalent, and they do the job, and they take deer out all the time. Now, just about the same Michigan favorite is the 35 Remington. It was literally, they used to advertise the 35 Remington in catalog, or in guns and ammo and stuff back in the day, and it was a map of Michigan, and it showed the 35 Remington across the front of it and said, this gun's for Michigan. You know, it's your brush buster. So that was my first deer rifle, my 35 Remington. I loved it and still do. And the need and want for more performance is the only thing that led me away from it. Longer reach, and out shooting your buddies at deer camp. That was always a thing for me. All my family and stuff, I always wanted to be able to outshoot them. And when I started taking longer shots and realizing that the bullet wasn't effective at that range, I wanted more power. So I fell for it. I opted, back when I used to be able to walk for 25 miles a day, I opted to get a gun that would shoot longer distances. So I did. I got into 300 Winchester Magnums and 30-06s and 270s and two 7mm Magnums, and I've had my fun with them. But they all cost more to shoot than an old 35 Remington. So, and I missed a lot of deer at those ranges too. So there again, knowing your limitations. But then out shooting your buddies at deer camp, Dan, that's an important part of life.
Well, yeah.
You got to understand that. It can become an addiction of sorts, you know, and I know a lot of people are just caught up in it, and they can't wait to put that gun together for the next deer season. So lots of times the older guys with the 30-30s and the 270s only shoot one or two rounds a year. And I've talked to so many guys that have got a box of 270s and there's like eight bullets left.
And that's what they show up to camp with.
Yeah. Well, there was 10 in it last year, but he got two deer.
It's pretty good.
And the year before that, there was 12. And he doesn't need to keep buying shells because the gun works. All he does is make sure that it's, you know,
maintained.
Nothing's happened to it.
Oiled.
In good shape. It hasn't been abused. You know, my brother one time put his 30-30 with a scope on it in the back of his car. Somebody sat on it, bent the scope mount, mm-hmm. changed his whole world.
And, I remember you telling
that. Yeah, that's a good story. But one or two rounds a year, that's a common thing. So newer is not necessarily the best or the hottest gun on the market. Is it worth it? Is it worth the price to go to something new, or do you stick with grandpa's gun?
If it ain't broke, you don't fix it.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment a little bit. And, you know, we're going to be realistic with you. We're going to be down to earth and realistic with you. On the Gunsmith Show. Remember, you can always send me
email. Dial it back. We won't be quite as highfalutin as we've been up till now.
There you go. There you go. You don't have to go out and buy the biggest and the best. But what I want to say is you can always email me, shooter@thegss.com. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you really feel.
Tell me what you want, what you really want.
I knew that was coming. I knew.
How did you
know
that?
I knew it. I felt it coming on. I was going to say it before you. I said, no, I can see his face.
Lob it up for him.
He popped up 3 inches taller in the chair again. He was going for it. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Gunsmith Show.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.